News agency, there was no change in position following discussions in Cairo. Israel's withdrawn most of its troops from southern Gaza. Tel Aviv-based journalist Alison Kaplan-Sommer says the decisions confused many.
Where is this heading? Is the war winding down? Are we really poised to expand it if necessary? What about the hostage negotiation? So this situation is going to require some explanation on the part of the country's leaders as to what the end game is.
NHS staff have been shown pornographic images, offered money for sex and assaulted at work, according to research. A Unison study of more than 12,000 health workers reveals widespread incidents of sexual harassment, with one in 10 saying it's something they've experienced at work. At least 94 people have died and 26 are missing after a ferry capsized off the coast of Mozambique in southeast Africa. Local media have reported the boat was overcrowded, carrying around 130 in total. Commuters have been experiencing severe travel disruption, with train drivers again on strike over a long-running pay dispute. Members of the ASLEF union have walked out at 8 operators. Russ Cook, nicknamed the hardest geezer, says he hopes running the length of Africa will inspire people who are going through tough times to take up sport. The 27-year-old from Worthing in West Sussex completed the challenge in Tunisia yesterday. Throughout the 352 days it took, he was a victim of an armed robbery, had visa issues and suffered injuries. But he's already thinking about his next challenge.
I've scratched the itch for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if I start planning some more things in the art pretty soon. I've got a whole list of ideas.
Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter is the best-selling album of the year so far in the US. The singer became the first black woman to debut at number one on the Top Country Albums chart. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's 17 degrees and pretty cloudy. There might be some sunshine coming through the clouds in a while, on and off up until about 2 o'clock. Then from about 7 o'clock, it's 80% chance of rain and that will ease off. So maybe for an hour or two. Should be dry overnight. And as you go into Tuesday, it will drop down to 11 degrees, so feeling much cooler. And possibility of rain in the morning is about 15%, going up to about 50% by 2 o'clock. So, feeling cooler tomorrow, so enjoy what you've got today. 17 degrees and cloudy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with you at my brunch between 10 and on weekdays. Thanks for joining me. I know there's loads of people listening because I can see you all online. So hello. If you want to get involved with the show, you want to have a little chat or just tell me in general what you're up to, as long as it's radio friendly, I'll be able to play that out. I've got some more brand new music coming up in this hour as well. Hurricane Highway with a first play with a track called Home Team, and Helena Mace with a track called See You in a While. So looking forward to playing those, and the Half Cubes with The Girl. We'll kick off this hour with Ollie Mears, Stevie Knows.
The doors are locked, the night is ready for you, dinner's still hot, you don't want dessert to spoil. Lay on my chest, then ride out into the morning.
higher ground.
Stevie, no wonder.
That is Paul Weller with Soul Wandering. Before that, we had Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends, and Olly Murs kicked off the hour with Stevie No.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I just went outside and grabbed myself a coffee. I'm not sure. I like this necklace, actually, but it does need to wrap round 3 times. I do like the fact it's got a magnetic clasp. Listen, ready? Oh, did you hear that? It's the magnets. They find each other. I love it. It's so, so sad. I need to get out more. I really do. I've caught my hair in it now. Oh, that's good. I knew I should have taken the necklace off. Hold on. It's in a gold tone. It's not actually gold. It's in a gold tone. Oh, there we go. So I could go back this afternoon and paint the stairs. I've been looking at loads of DIY stuff again on TikTok where people are taking tiles off and bathrooms out. I don't think I have the capacity or the energy to do any of it. I like to think I do, but I wiped the skirting boards the other day, or tried to wipe the skirting boards, and I ended up laying on the floor. I just laid on the floor and I was like, I just can't believe this is really bad. And I kind of sat down and tried to do a bit, but it's just, I don't know, my body just doesn't seem to want to, doesn't want to really join in with the thoughts in my head. And I know you're thinking to me, Michelle, surely you sit on the floor, just, you know, clean the skirting boards, but I couldn't get comfortable. In the end, I laid down. I was laying down and then kind of slid up the, because I've got a wooden floor, luckily enough, it had been carpet and had no chance. And then I sort of slid myself along. On the floor trying to, and then I was doing it, you know you're kind of like not really doing it very well in the end. So I started off quite well, and by the end it's only a tiny room anyway, it's a dining room, and then I looked and I thought, well, there's other bits that need cleaning and stuff. I just gave up. I was sliding across my own floor. But there we go. 12:17. It is Hurricane Highway coming up next. This is a brand new track and it's called Home Team.
We don't wear the same jersey at the bar watching the game. Can't talk about God or politics or who gets in the Hall of Fame. Can't agree on whiskey, who makes the best truck. No backing down when we get wound up. But we know who's got our back when we're up against the wall. We know the razor glass for victories big and small. Seen in years, some I saw yesterday. But when you've been to heaven, gone through hell, those feelings don't go away. They could have moved across. cross country or be just around the block. 1 minute back together like no time sticked off that clock. Yeah, we know who's got our back when we're up against the wall. We know we'll raise a glass for victories big and small. Same side, win or lose, hard times we get true.
On Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it. So,
took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Take care to tell it just as it was. Take care to tell on me for the fall. I need
That is Churches with Leave a Trace. When I was out shopping last week, I found... Remember I said to you I went into a shop in Oxford when I was visiting my niece, and I saw this bag, and I went in and I said, oh, you got this silver bag. It was the wrong shop. You remember, because she said, well, you could try... accessorised. This bag's 120 quid, right? Not that I'm going to be buying it, but it is, that's what the price is. So to me, that's expensive. Some people go, oh, Michelle, it's such a cheap bag. I know people that do spend £1,000, £1,500, £2,000-£3,000 on a bag. On a bag! Why would you do that? Why would you do it? So somebody says, where'd you get your bag? And you go, oh yeah, it costs £3,000. You go, you're mad. You're around the twist. I mean, if you're a multimillionaire, then it doesn't really, then you're, you know, people would know. But generally, it's like that perfume that I like. I sprayed some. I was in Arad's last week or the week before. Only the one that's at Lakeside and Harrods Beauty. And they've got that perfume in there. And I went over and had a little spray of it. And I smelt it and I went, it's not as nice as I remember. It smells of violets, and then it had smell of tea. That's what came off. The next layer was tea. And I was like, not sure about that. That's £420 a bottle. And no, because somebody might say to you, smell nice. And you go, yeah, my perfume costs £420. Well, that's the only reason to buy it. I mean, it's very nice, but I wouldn't... God, who's got money to do that? There are a lot of aftershaves now and perfumes that are like in the hundreds of pounds. And there probably always was, but I never knew of them. I always just, you know, knew of the... just the regular sort of brands that you had, and then you're more, you know, I suppose it would have been like your Chanel's and things like that would be the ones that you would, you know, sometimes buy. I mean, the hair fragrance, to be fair, is a Chanel hair fragrance. I didn't buy it. Somebody bought it for me, and that was that guy that said, oh, you smell nice. And, you know, people don't normally say that to me. Maybe I smell a BO. I don't know, but people don't normally say it. Perfumes seem not to sit on me very well. I don't know if they vanish, or maybe they just don't smell as nice. One of my friends was wearing a beautiful perfume, and I loved it on her. I went and bought it and sprayed it on myself, and it made me feel ill. And it didn't smell anything like it smelled on her. I was like, I thought, oh, because she came into the room, my friend Belinda, and it kind of wafted along with her. I was like, oh, that's lovely. It didn't smell the same. Anyway, back to this bag. I did actually discover it was the wrong shop. You know, I was saying I went to the shop in Oxford and they said go to accessorise, or you could try Russell and Bromley two doors down. I went, yeah, whatever, and I went, walked out. I was like, you silly cow. Good customer service, I don't think so. Sticking your nose up. I mean, it was only one of the regular high street shops, really, just slightly elevated, I suppose, in the cost of the clothing, but still. I went into the shop at Lakeside, which they've got another branch, and they're ever so friendly in there. And I did see the bag, but then I just thought, why are you buying a bag? Why are you buying a bag? You've got bags, and you don't need one. So I left the shop without it, which I thought was really good. I told you, I do a lot of window shopping. I like to look at it, try it on, look at it, go, oh, that's lovely, and then just leave without the item, because that saves you money in the long run. At the moment, I'm thinking about buying a storage cupboard for the dining room. Now, my dining room is tiny, 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 but I have no room. Because it was a new build years ago, there's not really any storage space. So I keep looking at this cupboard, and they've got like a larder version of it, which is like, oh, it's the dream. But if I put that in my dining room, I wouldn't be able to get to my table. So I don't know. I might have to buy it. It's just because it's got shelves and I can shut the door and put stuff. I don't want to get a bookcase because it's too messy. Because, again, I've got quite a lot of Tupperware and plates in the bottom of the kitchen, in the bottom. They're not drawers, it's a cupboard. And I'm just, it's very sad to say, but I have to sit on the floor to have a look in the cupboards to get stuff out. It's just it's no good. Not all the time. It's basically if I want to get, you know, saucepans and things like that out. You know, one of the things they say to do to test how fit you are is to sit on the floor and then to get up without using your hands. Well, I tell you what, if that was, I'd still be there. I'd be there for days. And I have. That happened to me on holiday when my pack went on holiday in Greece, and that was years ago. And when my friend came back, they said, what are you doing on the floor? I went, on my back, I can't get up. And then they came over with a chair, and I said, I'm laying face down on the floor. I said, I can't move. Would you? It's like a lion tamer. So in the end, I managed to get, like, over. I couldn't turn over. I came off the bed. I was laying on my front of the bed, and I came off the bed, and then my back went, and I went onto my knees on the side of the bed, and I thought, well, I'll be all right. I'll sit on the floor. Mistake. Because I couldn't go up on the bed, and I couldn't stay on my knees. I had to go on. And then once I'd laid on the floor, I was just laying there. And it was all lovely and sunny outside. It was half cold on a concrete floor, though. Obviously not funny. It's not, but it took me about 2 hours to get off the floor. Because every time I moved, it was not good. And my friend put in the chair there. I thought, what do you want me to do? Jump up on it or something? I laughed afterwards. Everything's funny and, you know, gotta laugh.
Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Share with you the conversation I've just Scott Ross sorry cough but best not on daytime radio. It's an ice cream van. That reminds me of an ice cream van. I have a 99. They're not 99 though, are they? They're not 99. You know, they used to be 99 pence for an ice cream from the ice cream van. They're about £5, especially I suppose if you get one in London. I don't like those ones from the ice cream unless they're unless they're clotted cream ice cream, which I've had in Devon and Cornwall, whatever. But that's like a proper ice cream. I can't eat it really very much because ice cream doesn't agree with me and my gallbladder, really. Something else is wrong with me. But I do like, my friend had an ice cream sundae last week, which I kind of looked at and went, that looks nice, but I didn't have any. I resist the ice cream. But I used to like a 99 with the flake. And maybe some chocolate sauce and some nuts on top. And there used to be something. I don't know if they still do them, actually. Oh, do you know what? I reckon you can buy these at the supermarket. They were called oysters. I'm salivating. They were quite grown up. I think my mum used to have an oysters. So they used to have the oyster, the ice cream, and they would, and the oyster would be the, like, it'd be made from the same stuff they make the cone from, but it'd have a little bit of marshmallow on the outside or inside, like a marshmallowy thing. Yeah. And there was another one as well. I'm just going back now thinking there was another one that was in a kind of a cone shape, but it wasn't, it was inside plastic, and in the bottom there was a chewing gum, so you get all the way down with the ice cream, and in the bottom there'd be like a chewing gum that would turn your mouth and your teeth blue for about 5 days in the good old days with a little bit of additives put in. Scott Ross, where are you? Are you there, bursting through the door?
Yes.
Do you remember the oysters? Can you still get those from the ice cream van? Do you remember?
Well, I've never got them from an ice cream van.
You're a bit posh.
You mean the ice cream oysters?
Yeah. Yeah. You probably went to Harrods or something because you're quite posh. I bet your mother and father said, do not go out and see the man outside. We're going for afternoon tea.
You have a very vivid imagination.
I do. You're not allowed. Get out there with your hoop and stick down the other end of the estate. And when I say estate, I mean the stately home.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
What an imagination you have.
Well, I don't know. I just remember that certain ice creams, and a 99 now is not 99 pence. You go, if you and Liz went out, your lovely wife went out to buy ice creams, it cost you about £6 for two cones, probably.
We'd have one and lick it between the...
Oh, no, please don't. Oh, my God. I talked about that last week. My mum used to lick an ice cream and say, go on, you have some. I'd be like, not after you've licked it. I said, it's like a tortoise. You go, you're so horrible. I said, but I can't. I said, you've got all your saliva all over it, offering me a lick of your ice cream. It gets stuff. I probably was about 7 when I used to say that as well.
Well, there you go. There you go.
There you go. We'll have a bit more of an update from Scott Ross in a second. We'll be finding out everything that's coming up on his fabulous show. In the meantime, we've got a brand new track. First play, this is Helena Mace, and it's called See You In A While.
Like a door closed in so fast, all that time had gone swiftly past, and I'm feeling so empty and I feel so sad, wishing you beside me, but the future that we I'm of all, I miss your voice. Most of all, I miss your voice. Singing, see you in a while. Saying, see you in a while.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math, it ain't adding up. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name, I won't give it up. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid? Playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes and I can't make sense of it. Ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. Take me as I am, I'm tired of dancing around the point. Sharpen it, it's jagged like the shape of glass, and it steals my voice. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
So I'm joined by Scott Ross, who is coming up next with 1, 2, 3, and he's going to tell you everything that's coming up on his show today.
Well, I had forgotten it was a rail strike day, so I probably shouldn't have done this story. We've got a story of an unusual reason for the rail services being disrupted, and we also report on a situation in Scotland which concerned a guy trying to give blood, and they were let him for a daft reason. So all of that coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Wow, look at that. Should I turn the mic up? There we go. Just heard me like a ghost in the background going, wow.
I thought it was a ghost.
No, it's not. Coming up is Scott Ross, as always, with a fantastic show. We have our four lads here doing great shows on 1, 2, 3. Yourself, Bob Simpson on Wednesday, Roy Tysak on Thursday, and Patrick Showing on Friday.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's the boys of 1, 2, 3. What a great voiceover that was. I might have to do that again.
I think you should.
It's the boys of 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Sounded very good. Look, background music.
I think you should record that.
I should do, and I'm going to charge you about 80 quid. If you'd like to pay it, probably not.
Indeed.
It's going to be coming up to the news pretty soon. Before that, I've got a track by The Half Cubes. This is a first play, and it's called The Girl. Fantastic. That's The Half Cubes with The Girl. First play on Phoenix FM. Phoenix
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now tonight you can get down to the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, Essex Arms at 10 Worley Hill in Brentwood, hosted by Kev Beggett from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10am.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Quick look at the traffic and travel. Very busy on the Yonga Road heading up towards Wilson's Corner and along the A1023. Brook Street roundabout is running fine and that heading all the way down to Lakeside and back through the tunnel. A12 and no problems. There are some temporary traffic lights around at the moment. You've got temporary traffic signals on Priest Lane both ways at St Andrew's Place, and also temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the Avenue both ways from Thorndon Country Park to Ingrave Road. Now, a quick shout out for the food bank. As you know, you can have a look on our website, but they are looking for some donations. They're feeding a lot of people in Brentwood at the moment and always looking for supplies. So meatballs, tins of tuna, mackerel soups, tinned fruit, tomato, spaghetti, sugar, bags of rice, biscuits, coffee, things like shampoo, shower gels, deodorants, toothpaste and sanitary towels. All those things are really needed by the food bank in Brentwood. So if you want to supply any of those goods, and they'd be very gratefully received, do check out our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com, for more. Coming up next is the Straubs taking us up to the news with Part of the Union. Stay tuned. Scott Ross is up next.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die, till the day I die.
As a union man, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies, and I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines, and I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.